Well, it's just,
I honestly feel it's such a small electorate that we can just have to count the ballots right here in the middle.
Yeah.
Because there's been so much discord in the past about counting ballots.
You get under the table and do it right there.
Yeah, we do it perfectly. We do it right up here. Everybody watch.
Thank you. Jim, do you have a further comment?
I second what Terry just said.
Thank you. Do you have a comment?
Terry, the question for Terry regarding, do you want us to put the names and then the number next to it?
What number? There's only one office.
No, I know, but I'm saying, are you going to throw something on?
If there's no number, then the top name is ranked first.
Thank you.
There's no reason, you know what, let me clarify that, people. This is a very simple ballot. There's two people running, you write your one name. You do not write a second name, you write one name. It's either Michael Novick or Margie Murray. Does anyone have a question on that?
If so.
Okay, only because to avoid arguing, at the end of the vote, what if somebody writes two names or it's unclear who they selected, A, and B, I understand there's always a candidate, but it should be understood if there were a tie, which quite possibly could be, it will not be, what you're saying is there will not be an STD evaluation of the second vote.
Right.
There's no single transferable vote.
Right.
It's just a single, it's a straight vote.
Everybody agrees with that. I mean, if there's no...
It's not an agreement.
It's not an agreement. It's a question of what the Bible says.
Give someone my two names. False birth name would be...
Hang on. I'm sorry, Israel. I'm going to have to cut you off. Folks, let me make this very clear. If anyone here is incapable of understanding writing one name, that ballot will be torn up and thrown in the trash, period. If you write two names, you're numbskull, you're out of the vote. Michael Novick's name is written right in front of him. Margie Murray's name is written. Just write one name, we count it up.
My understanding is that the bylaws say that all election leaders, STV or IRB, and people can put two names when there's only two candidates.
Let Terry do it.
So I think the rule should be that the name you have on top is your first choice, and if you put a second name, it's your second choice.
Lauren?
Yeah.
If you don't put a name, then that just ranks the first person higher. That's all.
I don't think
your microphone's unplugged.
Can you imagine if we had three candidates?
Oh my God. I don't think STD or IRB applies.
Can you please make an order, folks, please? Jim Lafferty, if you can address the chair microphone.
Is the motion in order or what? I move that Terry collect the vote, count the vote, announce the result.
Thank you.
I think we can wait 50 more minutes easily. Come on, let's wait 50 more. I'll see that 15 and raise 5.
I'm sorry, order please. As one of my last acts of chair this year, I'm just going to say there's only two candidates. A single transferable vote seems needlessly complicating. Writing a name on a ballot is very simple, and we'll all understand that. I'll take one more comment, and then we're going to tally on the floor.
That's really a point of information.
Can we get the microphone for
him?
Thank you so much. Well, Terry's collecting the votes, and we're discussing all this. I think I'll just look it up. The bylaws actually mentioned what happens when there's only two candidates. We can continue while I
do. So any objection to Terry gathering ballots from us?
No.
I'm not saying objection. Terry, can you make a single loop?
Okay.
He's going to start at one point and at the same point. One, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Now, Terry, there's a gap in the tables over there. You might be able to get in.
Yeah,
right.
You can't.
Correct.
Oh. Well, we can move the table.
We don't need Roger. We're all watching.
Okay.
The whole world is watching. At least it's tiny. Right.
Okay, I'll mix them up in case people were keeping track of things up the deck.
Folks, if we'll just keep it real quiet, we're going to have a side conversation, make it as quiet with your runners.
Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. There's 22 ballots.
Does that tally with the members?
Yeah. I've handed them before we can vote.
Yes. Yes,
great.
22 handed to them, 22 on the vote.
Great. And they're numbered 1 through 22.
Which means if everybody voted 12, we'll be in election. this is like Survivor. You know?
Okay. I'll take side yes.
Margie. Margie.
Mm-hmm.
Michael.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Margie.
Thank you all for writing clearly.
Margie. Margie. Margie.
I'm reading. I'm listening.
Michael. Michael. Margie. Michael. Michael. Margie. Michael. 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 Margie. 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 So votes for Margie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Michael, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah.
If you have voted on a proposed bylaws amendment, I would go down to your second choices in order to resolve the tie.
Yeah.
If we were the third station, that's coming up in the delegates meeting.
Right.
Since you have not had the delegates meeting, I don't think.
Order, please. Order. Just bear with us for a moment, because obviously we have a fun, typical KPFK situation here. I'm going to get you in just 2 seconds, Jim. Terry, do you know specifically from our bylaws how you handle a tie in this matter?
Yes. A tie is specifically according to bylaws, it's decided by lot. Which
right.
is the drawing of straws.
Right.
Although every place allows a coin toss to do it.
It's
fairest if the candidates participate.
And Jim, I'll let you comment.
Well, I mean, I suppose we're stuck with the bylaws. It just strikes me as unfortunate that we're stuck with the bylaws.
Yes.
You just heard everybody say about what two fine candidates we have.
Mm-hmm.
My impression was that it was a job bigger than any one person anyway. We had this problem in the Lawyers Guild, so we had co-chairs, mm-hmm. co-presidents, and it worked very well. Now, so if you can't do it, you can't do it. And I think it's a shame if you can't do it.
Let me offer this, just observing this board. We do have one additional member who's ex officio, who generally does not get a vote. Our general manager.
Right.
If it is the will of the board.
No. It's stated in the bylaws.
What's that coin from?
I would say that since we have two excellent candidates and they are tied, that it would be a wonderful proposition to take the person who had a year's experience, Margie, and make her chair, and let Michael work as co-chair for a year. It seems to be that we rotate chairs every year anyway. And this way, Michael would get the experience that he needs as co-chair, working side by side with Margie.
And Lydia's next, and then Summer.
We have basically a 12-12 board. We need to get used to the coin toss. The bylaws are clear. You draw a straw, but we use the practice of coin toss. This is not new. That's how we've elected the previous PMD, some previous PMD directors who have ended up being chair. It was a coin toss. There's no point in reinventing the wheel. It's not like it's going to be.
It's out of order.
It's out of order. It won't be in effect and you can't have co-chairs.
And I agree on the other board that Sir Don, we have taken it down to point talk. Summer, you have a comment?
Yeah. I think a lot of these digressions that we take are why we took so much time. It's a coin toss. This is the way it is. We have more luck on here. And the co-chair thing, like, can be very problematic. It can work out and it can be a problem. And it's not in the bylaws. Like, we can be entertaining all this stuff. Let's just do it. You know, state will decide who's the chair this year. And then we have to elect a vice chair. So, hey, we can do it together this year.
Does anybody object? Does anybody have an objection to the general manager doing the coin toss?
No, have Terry do it.
There's an objection? Any objections to Terry doing the coin toss?
No, not Terry.
Terry, no.
So,
I have a comment. Let Terry do the coin toss, but let's have one of Bernard's coins.
And do we all agree with
through the chair, Lamont, can you take the microphone, please?
You all open up, so
that's a big quarter.
First of all, I disagree with the coiners on. That's what the mission of the group. I happen to have a stock in Jawea. I don't have two to do
So, without objection, how do we determine who's heads? Can I just randomly grab two of those? Why don't you take one ballot each, and I'll pick one, and that'll be heads. Is that okay with everybody?
Well,
just one margin.
First, the bylaws say that you decide by lot who is eliminated. Mm-hmm. So you must understand that.
Oh no! Whoever wins loses.
Right.
Terry, I mean, I don't have the bylaws in front of me, but
your head, if you get named, you're
every step of this seems needlessly tedious. My recommendation, unless there's objection, please listen to me. Unless there's an objection, my recommendation is you can hand me one ballot from each name. Scrumble off his hands, I'll not look, pull a name out, that'll be head. Is that okay with everybody?
No.
We're giving Terry the floor, please.
This is not on the final coin toss. It's a preliminary.
Thank
you. Heads or tails?
Preliminary.
He's the first. So the other
Margie.
This is on the right to decide. Heads or tails? Heads. Okay, Margie gets the
right to decide.
If it comes up heads, Margie gets to decide who calls the next coin toss. It is tails. So Michael gets to decide both whether he's going to be heads or tails and whether that will be an elimination or a win.
Oh,
wow.
Michael, the question for you is, are you heads or tails? Will the coin toss a win and who decides it? Three quick questions.
Okay,
come on. Okay, so you say, I want to pick my side of the coin. Decide if that is the
winning
side or the losing side.
Right.
And
okay.
Pick a side.
All right, so I'll pick heads and I'll say heads win.
And then
win. Meaning that
Michael wins.
If it's heads, then Margie is eliminated.
No.
Yeah, you win.
Yeah.
If it's tails, you are eliminated and Margie wins.
Yeah. Yes.
So heads
is my card.
Heads it is.
If we'll please maintain order, let Michael take this seat, and I'll go over there and bring it to you.
Could I make the money first?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Lamont.
Yeah, I would like to say, and I'm late coming, but I'd like to really commend Dutch Matt. He's done a superb job in many ways. He's brought some order and discipline to this body, which has been missing for all the years I've served on it, in a way that's really unique. He's worked hard to try to provide places for us that accommodate everyone. I mean, the list is long for my admiration for what he's tried to do in the chair. So with that, I ask all of you to give him a round of applause. Thank you. Michael Novick with the same enthusiasm in the hope that there'll be a continuity kept in that same tradition that was established by Dutch with Michael DaVinci.
Thank you. I think you're speaking to everybody. I will say that luck of the draw is where it is, where I am. I appreciate the positive remarks that everybody made about the candidates, and I think that all is well for the continuing effort to carry out Smith. So,
there you go.
Okay, here we go.
You're official sign.
I'm official. I think I left my agenda over there, but I think we're moving on to...
You should
always
have your agenda.
No. We're moving on to nominations for vice chair.
I would accept the motion. I would nominate Marty.
Second.
Who?
Any other nomination? So, closing nomination. Same procedure. You have comments from your two candidates, and then if necessary, comments from a couple of board members that three to one, and then public comment. So, Margie's not in first, you know.
Nothing's changed.
She's very slippery. She's probably now going to make totally different statements.
That's from the.
I'll work on this. So, hello everybody. I don't think I need a mic, and I think I'll pick one. So thank you for the nomination, Lawrence. I really appreciate it. A couple of different things. I know I'm the youngest one on this board, probably by a couple of years. But that's not to say that that I haven't learned a lot throughout this year of being on the board and my past experience in being on a variety of
student organizations and also the vice president of my graduate student organization. In terms of being a vice chair or being qualified to be a vice chair, a couple of different notes that I took is one, I think timeliness of these meetings have to be on point, and maintaining the allotted time for our agenda items is very important, and I hope if elected, and even if I'm not elected, just to maintain the time for each agenda item so we can all get out on a timely manner. I know that we all volunteer our time to be on this board, so it's very important to, you know, be considerate of people's time constraints and work schedules and things of that nature. The second thing is maintaining Robert's rules. I know sometimes that tends to be difficult within this body to maintain order and also to ensure that folks know what a friendly amendment is, know what a motion is, and when you call to question, you know, the discussion stops. Another thing that I want to mention as a vice chair is to try and get free venues. I know we've spoken immensely about getting free venues, but I also think as a person from the Valley and knowing that the station is in the Valley, we should have local station board meetings in the Valley and also in the East Los Angeles area, because I noticed this past year and in the year before, we haven't had any LSD meetings in those locations, and I do know of a couple areas which are free venues to book in advance. So I think those are something that would be very important. And then also ensuring that the LSD carries itself out the way it should be, especially with regards to the town hall. I know that this year, one of the other accomplishments that I'm not sure that you mentioned was doing the English and the Spanish town hall meetings, which I think, you know, would fulfill our duties as a local station board, which I want to maintain, which I thought was very successful to have those two things available to the public. And that's pretty good. Thank you.
So, couple of comments for either candidate, if you don't mind.
I just heard it.
I would like to hear Margie. I want to hear her speech because sadly I came late, and I'd like to hear the other side explain why they're viable within the chair position. So, if you please share your speech, Margie.
Okay, well, I've been your vice chair. I think I've been helpful to all those who've asked for my help. I teach children in North Hollywood art. I'm a professional artist. I ran a homeless shelter, very involved in writing progressive articles and write for the LA Progressive. And that about sums it up, I think. Thank you.
Okay, so if you can, and Lydia.
I would speak in favor of Margie that her attendance and activities as vice chair last year were without fault. And that's very significant because, promptness is that the chair and the vice chair are there on time and with no excused absence. So I believe that that's correct and admirable. And in addition to which, she chaired a meeting, and I think with the last LSD meeting, and did a very good exemplary job. So, which isn't an easy task, as any chair would say. So, I would support Margie as vice chair again this year.
I would support Brenda, even though that doesn't mean I don't support Margie. I mean, I think we're really lucky that we were with the chair's position. And I think one of the things that I have been concentrating on in recent years as I joined Margie and Michael from that whole 60s era is that it's incumbent on us to develop the talent of the next generation. And so not trying to be ageist, because those of us of our generation have a great deal to share as well, but it's where do they get to practice leadership skills? It's not in a receptive or full organization like KPSK and Pacifica. It's one of those places that a young person should be able to come and in a progressive setting, be able to demonstrate their ability to chair a meeting, to take a more leadership position rather than just being like the token young person, the youngest person in the room type of thing. So I think that if we have Brenda as vice chair, that we can have the type of board where we can start reaching out to other young people to run for the board as those of us get tired and get into the last year of our term or whatever. So for that reason, and because I have seen her chair, she has excellent skills and excellent handle on how to run a meeting. She's incredibly diligent about keeping people on time. I can tell you that. She will crack a whip when it comes to people going on and on like I just did. Thank you.
Well, we'll resolve one problem. There'll be a woman in the next election.
Right.
But not yet woman, the chair, unfortunately. I would say, too, that both of us are outstanding in both ways, but it cuts to the chase. I think my vote is for Marjorie. Marjorie has been available. She's been always objective. She's been patient. She essentially, the main point is that she brings the continuity. At some point, you don't need to start from scratch again. And I think the continuity, having worked with Dutch in the past, would certainly be maintained. Michael was going to need some assistance, I suspect, in the beginning, and what better to have someone who's been there, done that, and could serve in this.
Put a louder.
And I think the. Extemporaneously again. Let me just say that in a short, to the chase, Margie brings a continuity, and it would be very, very useful for both our new chair, Michael, to have someone who's had experience before. Also, I think that Margie has always been, to my mind, very objective, very patient, very willing to hear all sides, but in the final analysis to make a very prudent and good decision that serves us all. She's been available. And I would say that this is essentially my point. We do need to have a continuity plan.
We took two and two in the first round, so yeah. I'm wondering if there's someone else to speak for Brenda and then we'll. Okay. Omar?
I have to give many props to Brenda. Not because she's the youngest. I happen to be the second youngest. I'm only in my 30s, but I'm still very young. I consider that someone that is fresh in the game is worthwhile. And we're in a very serious time period and a fresh reduced stage of mobilization as well as the mission of organizing within the communities of all age and background. So having Brenda as a vice chair is a stepping stone to encourage leaders of all ages to take the hold the torch for our upcoming LSB processes and maybe continue making plans that the station really deserves to have as LSC. So maybe respect to Margie, but Brenda deserves a position. Thank you.
Okay, I think we'll take listener comments. Can somebody move the mic back? Thank you, and for the previous arrangement, about a minute apiece. Any listeners care to comment on this question?
Again, I think it's important that both women are wonderful candidates, but I would mention also that Brenda, I think, would be a stronger advocate for, as a speaker of the language, she would be a stronger advocate for Spanish language program and the youth that will come in through that as well.
Any further listener comments?
vote.
Okay. Okay. Terry, can you pass out the ballot? Okay, done. I'm done. Thank you, Terry. I will note that John Wenger has arrived, so we have an odd number of members now. So there's an odd
Mr. Chair, can I be missed?
Yes.
Just for the benefit of John Wenger, who arrived late, could you please give him the instructions that we had in the last vote?
The last vote, people said that the vote for one candidate is to keep it simple. So you have two nominees before you. You can vote for Brenda Medina, you can vote for Margie Murray, or you could abstain.
I don't think that's legal by the bylaws.
I actually agree with Mr. Wenger. I do think the bylaws say that every election is STD or IRV, but since we have an odd number of votes, I don't think it's going to matter in this election.
Yes, because right before you arrived, it was tied. It was tied by a coin toss. It was quite exciting. You missed all the drama.
Yeah, and the second place vote would easily break the tie.
If the coin stood up on the stand, it would not necessary.
Has everybody filled out their ballot?
No.
Please do so expeditiously so we can select them and count. Okay, so same procedure, I guess. Mr. Goodman will be coming inside. So I've got to lock this roll. Mr. Goodman wants to join him.
While Roger's coming here, I'll make sure there's Bill 23.
Harry, wait for Roger. We can all see him. We just counted the number 1, 2, 3.
I think there's less reverb than we'll come in.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Maybe. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. I think I felt
two go
down.
Yeah, the beginning.
Recount.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59
double culprit.
23.
Right.
Yeah. The woman inside another.
Right.
Yeah.
Temporarily.
23. Ballots.
Margie.
Mm-hmm.
Margie. 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 Brenda. Brenda. Margie. 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 Brenda. 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 Margie. Margie. Brenda. Another ballot inside about Brenda. Margie. Brenda. 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 One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. It was close. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
And the total is still 23.
Yes. Having the fewest votes, Brenda is eliminated. Margie Murray is elected.
Okay.
Congratulations.
They have a hell of a good morning. The chair goes here. Right.
Yeah, Mike and
Marshall. So, moving on to the election for treasurer. Taking
nominations
for treasurer.
I nominate.
Nominate
Ken Kaufman for treasurer.
I'll second it.
Any other nominations for treasurer?
I nominate Brenda Medina. Mm-hmm.
Any other nominations? Okay, mm-hmm. Nominations are closed.
Question, do we have seconds on the nominations?
Yeah, I second.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Second for...
I second Brenda.
Okay. Any further nominations? Nominations are closed. We'll proceed to statements by the two candidates, and then statements concerning the two candidates, and then listener comments. Ms. Kaufman, you were nominated first. Would you like to?
Yes, pardon me.
You were nominated first.
Well, let's have the challenger speak first.
Challenge. That's an exciting day.
Okay. So thanks for the nomination, Lydia. I think again, as I've mentioned before, I do have a lot of experience, at least with organizational money, and especially right now in my current position as a youth organizer with a nonprofit. I've currently written four grants, with two of which we've received so far, and I am very clear on what budgets look like, and also being very persistent to try and make sure we have transparency and being prepared at all times to ensure that both people have access to the information, financial information, and also having access to any further information that people may not be able to have through the PMB as treasurer.
I've done this now for a year, and I was on the committee my first year, and it took me about a year to kind of understand how this process works. And this last year as treasurer, it's taken me about a year to have gone through the whole budget cycle. I would feel more comfortable if Brenda had actually shown up for some of the meetings last year, because it does require a certain amount of sitting there and just trying to get the feel of how to read these the financials and the budget, because it is unique to Pacifica. And I've filed meetings consistently. I've shown up for every meeting other than when I was completely injured and I had to cancel one meeting. And it's a lot of work. There are a lot of MSC calls. They're twice a month. So it requires a lot of dedication and time. And that's about it. What? Thank you.
Okay, we're taking comments from people on the board. This is Ken Aaron, Fred Glender, Omar Burdett.
Jim Lafferty.
Jim Lafferty, yeah, that first. Okay, sorry. Okay, why don't we take the first two and then make sure that we keep it as
Again.
I'm going to say, let's take the first two comments one and one, and then we'll take hands for the second round, one and one. So, Ken Aaron.
You want to go first?
Sure.
I'd be happy. I like very much Brenda's fight to make sure that there are reports at every meeting and managing about getting reports and sometimes it's been about. I would hope that if she's elected, that Kim, of course, I'm going to be helpful to her in terms of giving her the wrinkles that might be unique to the specific situation. But I'm concerned, and that I don't want us to end up with all of our officers. We need diversity, and that's not enough to vote for somebody. But I'm concerned that we're going to end up without any of that at all, if it keeps going as it's going. And that's not, maybe not a tragedy, but I think it's not in keeping with the spirit of Pacifica system. If I thought Brenda was not qualified, I wouldn't be saying this. I think she's very much qualified. I think the fact that she's young is a plus, because I found on our own board at the Lawyers Guild, having looked at that board being under 30 years of age, has been a great boon to her. So I would hope you keep in mind the fact that Brenda's proven herself to be a very reliable, very responsible person who does what she says she will do. I'm confident she will do what the treasurer should be doing. And I also think that the ethnicity that will be added to our leadership is valuable in terms of how we project to the public and how we are consistent with the goals of the founding of Pacifica Radio and what Brother Hill said in the first place.
Ken.
Okay. I'm going to take a little moment longer than usual. I want to bring out like a white elephant on the table. Kim's attitude and demeanor is quite often confrontational. And I'm censoring my phraseology here. But I really, really approve of that, especially in a treasurer. Because nobody wants somebody looking into their books and their pocketbooks and how they're spending money. And she's been dogged in getting information and extremely reliable in attending meetings as the chief treasurer, but also was elected the chairman of the finance committee, and she's attended all those meetings. And she's also on the National Finance Committee, which meets over the telephone every twice a month. And those have been long meetings, and they involve responsibility for the budgets of all five stations. And Kim, and I'm on that committee too, and Kim has been very diligent, not only in KPFK's finances and scrutiny and discovery of various issues which were not otherwise detected, which I cannot discuss in open session, but were addressed and brought to visibility by Kim and handled. And I didn't pursue them because she has spent an enormous amount of time going through the details of the KPFK finance, in addition
has worked on the finances of the budget of the other five stations, and which we all have to some degree. But I'm just saying that I don't know what the phrase is. She's doing the detailed work that's required. Not there's a lot of people who want to get on the mic or get on the stream and pontificate and bloviate. That we have plenty of that, but we don't have that many people who will actually look at the detailed numbers and say, what's that check? What was that check for? Or why is that in this account and not in that account? How does this account add up? And are we covering all our employees properly? And is the budget a realistic estimation based on past experience? And doing that is not some theoretical concept. It takes an actual confrontation and perception and evaluation of the details. And Kim has been extraordinary. I have to say extraordinary in that regard. And I certainly wouldn't want to lose it. So I'm just going to finish up and say, again, to me, it is much more important to have persistence, integrity, and intelligence than it is to have charm when you're the treasurer.
I'm looking for one more comment in support of Ms. Medina. Well, Omar was called earlier. Probably should stick with that. Go ahead.
I want to make this nice and short. My concern for both is somehow, as far as the internal committee mindset of education, I think if I vote for Brenda, I feel that Brenda has the ability to pretty much spread the knowledge within the LSP committee. He pretty much pinpoint simply how the economic situation could be done and this and that. So I'm asking the educational encouragement, you know, if one of you are elected. That way, we don't feel that we're being pushed aside. I do that for the past year, sorry to him, but I wish you could do better. I wish you could be more transparent and within the LSP community. But I want to encourage more connection and more friendly connection to pretty much. This is how this economic problem has happened and come together. You know, I need some help as the LSP. Thank you.
Okay, so that was one
for Brenda and one for Kim.
One for Kim.
So I'll take the other one for Kim.
Two last hands up. Ms. Summers and Mr. Dutch Merritt, can we take them?
No, we've had two reversals each time.
Can we make it three?
No.
This is the second for.
Thanks. So, I hear what Omar is saying in terms of there's so many different facets to all these different roles in terms of communicating information back to your fellow board members, and I think some of those tasks should be undertaken by multiple people as well. I'm also being the P&B chair. We have like all these committees. We also have this committee called the FRAT, the Financial Recovery Audit Task Force, which has been tackling some of the issues raised by the auditor and the treasurers from the stations and finance people. I've been working on various things here. I find it difficult to have many complicated financial issues, both at the national level and at the local level. And I do find some of the continuity of work. I found Kim also be very helpful at getting information that was needed at various times. And sort of, you know, a working relationship where it is helpful to have people who say, hey, I think we need to look more into this, and two or three people take a look at it and come back with stuff. And she has been really diligent about bringing information back to the committee, saying, I researched this, this is what I found out so far. So I think a lot of those things are really to her credit in terms of taking the role seriously to try and get to the bottom of things that didn't necessarily have very clear answers. So things that need improvement, I think all of us have things where we say, oh, I should do more back this coming year if I do this job again. But I think she's shown herself to be extremely diligent in pursuing financial matters and working well with other members to try and get to the bottom of things. So I support her for another year doing this. And I think experience also helps. You know, your following year is often better than the first year you do the job.
I like to be the decision of the chair, not the particular person. Okay, the chair can also make a decision whether to take. We go, we vote, we vote.
I don't want to change the procedure at this point, so if the body wants to override that,
then I'm going to do the decision of the chair.
Yeah,
my reason why.
Go ahead.
There seems to be additional information that could be provided that addresses the issue of transparency that someone may have, and I think that's very important. That's information that's extremely important. To deal with the kind of confrontational nature that somebody could be holding in the position that they're holding. And it, because it speaks to temperaments, confidence. And so, anyway,
okay.
That's why
so,
I'm dealing with the
right.
Decision.
So, Mr. Reyes is motivating his motion to overrule the chair and have a third round. I would like to call the question.
I'd like to speak to that motion before we call it. What Mr. Reyes is proposing would open us up really to a very long period of time that we interfere with this election. Because we probably have to go into closed sessions. From the statement he was making, he's going to be talking about board members' activities. And in order for the board member to answer them, we might have to go into closed sessions. I think that would interfere with the vote. I honestly believe, just going in on the open here, we all know how we're going to vote. We can just go to the vote and vote.
Can I have it directly?
We heard your motivation. We heard his opposition. I'm going to call the question on the motion to allow a third round of co-candidate statements. Can we just do a hand vote?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. All in favor of having an additional round of candidate statements?
Point of order?
Yeah.
Or? Generally, we're really voting on
yes.
ruling of the
okay.
chair. So
yeah.
At least
yeah.
on the national level, we're all in agreement that a yes vote supports the ruling of the chair, because that's really what's not.
Oh.
Not
okay.
A yes vote, do we want to do X, Y, Z that so-and-so is asking for, but the yes vote, do we support your ruling? Sorry, not speaking.
Okay.
It'll help.
Right.
So...
All in favor of...
Wait. Your ruling was
that we weren't
closed.
Your
ruling was that we were closed.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah,
okay.
That would support your ruling. Thank you.
Okay, all in favor of having an additional... All in favor of supporting the chair, which would end the discussion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... Here's my understanding. There's a motion to overrule the chair.
Right.
If you're voting yes, you're going to overrule the chair.
The motion is a motion to overrule the chair.
A yes vote. I'm sorry, this is my ruling. You want to do something else about it? The motion was made to overrule the chair. If you want to overrule the chair, you vote yes. Take the vote again. The motion that was made was a motion to overrule the chair. If you vote yes, you're voting to overrule the chair. All in favor of overruling the chair and allowing a third round of discussion. All in favor of overruling the chair and allowing a third round of discussion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The motion to overrule is defeated on a tie vote.
Yeah.
We're going to take listener comments.
The chair could vote in the tie.
Michael.
You're great
already.
We're
trying. Listener comments, please try to keep it to a minute.
I was reminded earlier that The treasurer is basically in an antagonistic relationship with the national board in all practical terms. I mean, in reality, you end up, you know, trying to create some transparency where the natural tendency would just be to have a totally opaque financial system. And in addition, I would remind the candidate that you need to be in support of the manager and the staff while you're doing this, of each station, and equally if you can do that. But you need to work with them, especially in creating the budget. You need to get to the staff members as well as the manager, because they provide, you know, up to date input on what's needed at the station. Other than that, you know, you're on your own.
My comment is that in general, this meeting and other meetings that PHSK, you may not like to hear this, but this is my observation. There is so much distrust between people who should be working a little bit more cooperatively together. A little more trust would be helpful. You don't have to like people, you don't have to agree with them. But I see that we get hung up on details in ways that are really petty, and I think that there's not functional or assistance. And if each single person individually will look inside themselves and say, KPFA in general has a good stuff, but all sorts of stuff, and puts out good information, but here, it's not the proper place to manifest it. So if it's possible to be aware of your own dynamics, as they call it, maybe you want to change a little bit, not too much, just a little bit. Everybody is very intelligent around here, there's no question. Very knowledgeable, but not very good with each other.
I think in the station, and typically we see a pretty standard dynamic, which is the bureaucrats who are hired with a very narrow path end up dominating governance because they last a long time. Almost against my will, since I go to all the finance meetings, I'd very much like to see Kim continue because she has a little bit of longevity that's a very critical part of what the job requires.
Any further comments?
No.
Okay, so can Mr. Gary distribute ballots? Again, there are only two candidates, so proceed with the same mechanism. Vote for one. If you have an odd number, it should be increasingly same for ballot.
Ocho, nueve,
92.